broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, James Edwards on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for April the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our two of two, and the goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. While there's so much to cover, ladies and gentlemen, it is just hard to even cope with. There's so much news, ladies and gentlemen. But we mentioned last hour, and we'll kick off this hour as well. Burger King Whoppers are in a lawsuit. I guess the Whopper ain't Whopper enough. It ain't Whopping enough. The lawsuit says, hey, they've changed their advertising. Now they make the Whopper look way bigger than it really is. It's deceptive, and they got to be sued over it. They got to stop the false advertising. James.
You know, of course, it offends my sensibilities, these frivolous lawsuits like this. I mean, whoever filed this lawsuit needs to be the one that's paying out, perhaps not to Burger King, but to somebody. This is obviously just a money grab. But, you know, we've seen lawsuits like this be successful in the past. You know, the lady or the man or whoever it was years ago didn't know that coffee was supposed to be hot and got burned by it and sued McDonald's and won untold millions. But I mean, come on. Nobody's ever noticed before that fast food commercials make the food look better than what it actually is when you go through. This is something that people didn't understand, or at least this person claimed to not understand. I mean, you go to McDonald's and you on the commercial, I guess, presumably they get your order right, but that's never been my experience. I guarantee you without exaggeration, I'm batting in my life, I'm 41 years old, I'm batting maybe, this is being generous, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, 50% of the times they get my order right. The other half, there's always something wrong. The more people you order for, the more the odds go down in your favor that they're going to get it all right. Not, I don't mean just, you know, a little bit wrong. I mean, I order, you know what I order, Sam? A hamburger with mustard only. Now, could anything be more simple than that? Bread, meat, mustard. That's it. That's hard to mess up. 50% of the time, they don't get it right. 50%. So,
yeah, because they have to pull around. Hold on, it's not the way the burger comes, buddy. You got to order it the way it comes there. Now, don't you?
You got to get that assembly line. But it's harder to get it the way it comes with all the fixings and all of that. But no, but I don't sue them for that. And I don't sue them because it's all squashed and, it doesn't look like a sirloin steak on there like the Burger King commercials do. I tell you what, those Burger King commercials make that thing look like some gourmet-type chef-type.
Well, and Carl's Jr. has been known to do this, too. I mean, they're literally making their burgers and stuff like that seem like, hey, you're going to have sex when you eat one of these things.
That's right.
That's the way they do them, right?
Carl's Jr., your burger comes with a bikini model, eating it with
these. Darn right, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, we're making
to eat it too when you go to Carl Jr., baby. I'm telling you, right.
Carl Jr.'s.
I look at this though, and I say, Hardee's. Really, is this of all the troubles in America? Though, I mean, they've been literally doing this for decades. Not just the BK Lounge or anybody. Look, they've been making food look delicious forever. This is nothing new. But we're in a society of you got these what do you want to call it? Brushed models to look perfect. You got brushed food to look perfect. Everything in our society is that way, right?
Well, that's right. And I'm interested to see how this goes, if it gets thrown out, if they get sanctioned, or if they win. I mean, anything goes in America, so God only knows how it's going to play out. But
that coffee was too hot. It's the quintessential losing our marbles on that one, huh?
So I am interested. I mean, it's a frivolous topic. However, it is interesting. And it's interesting, I think, too, because you have people who seek legitimate redresses in the courts for very serious issues. I mean, I had one.
Yeah, like vote fraud or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that, you can't even get a hearing. But stuff like this, I mean, it's making news. It's making national headlines. That's why we're talking about it, because we cover the news with our particular brand of commentary and opinion and analysis. So, yeah, I mean, you know, so think about that. That's making the news. This is a serious issue.
This psychosis started when coffee was too hot, and when you spilled that, you could sue McDonald's there, and, you know. right? I mean, that's when all this psychosis kind of began.
But the idea that this is unimaginable, that it would look better in a commercial than it does at your neighborhood location. I mean, give me a break. I mean, there's no way they can make them look that good at every location. There's just, everybody knows that. Right, we got to do a follow-up on this. I want to see if this person gets a check.
Yeah, keep an eye on the box. I got to find some way to, you know, hey, I didn't get my model with my Carl's Jr. deal. I feel like, I mean, you're going to deliver the burger and not the chick? I mean, come on,
Carl's
now.
Jr. Carl's Jr. is interesting because in the South they're called Hardee's. They're called Hardee's
right.
In the South, but it's the same restaurant. I don't get that, but whatever.
Well, it's slightly the same restaurant. They have slightly different menu items and stuff like that, but it is the same chain, and they do advertise the same salaciousness, same agenda that goes on with that. All right, prominent Democrats, James, flocked around Barack Obama. He went to the White House, don't you know? And they flocked around
this.
Barack, and they ignored whacked out Joe while they were at the White House. I guess what happened is Joe Biden signed an executive order aimed at strengthening the Affordable Care Act. We're back to this shenanigan again now. So Trump signed executive orders to disassemble the thing, or whatever you want to say. Now Joe's bringing it back by executive fiat, in my opinion. But Joe signed this thing. All the Democrats were there. Barack Obama was at the White House. And what happened is after he signed the bill, Joe kind of started to walk away. And he realized that he was alone. So he looked around, looked back. Everybody was around Barack and just celebrating Barack Obama. And Joe just kind of put his hands up like, oh, man. So they jettisoned Joe. They doubled down in backing of Barack Obama. Very, very interesting telltale sign of what's probably reality come the next election cycle, James.
If Biden were someone who I liked or even had one issue of agreement with, I would still say what I'm about to say. This has nothing to do with his politics, but he's obviously, I mean, this isn't any sort of amazing observation by me. I mean, we knew this back when he was running against Trump 2-3 years ago. He's obviously mentally checked out. It was almost sad. I mean, if he wasn't a tool for absolute evil, and Biden is just one of these career politicians, like you see, one of these sociopaths, whatever the latest trend is with the left or with the media, whatever's fashionable and trendy in those circles, that's what he's for. I mean, he has no core beliefs. He's just a tool, and he's been a tool that's been used for evil, like so many. I mean, he's not unique in that regard. But if you could discount all of that and just look at him as a human being, it's sad. I mean, to see him wandering around lost in that room, I mean, the gaffes that he makes every time he speaks, it would be embarrassing. If you could try to, again, imagine him as a human being and perhaps even, you know, your own grandfather, great-grandfather in a nursing home. I mean, he really is like a nursing home patient. The idea, though, that once you get past that this guy, this just goes to show that Americans will really buy anything or at least go along with anything, that this guy is the president, that this guy is making his own decisions. I mean, this guy is barely functional. Barely functional. And we saw the thing with his little handbill where he had printed out in large font what to say if he was asked, you know, even the most basic of softball questions, which is all he's ever fielded anyway. You know, the very simple Q&A, one-sentence questions, one-sentence answers. He's just not there. And I saw that thing with Obama, I guess it was yesterday, and to see Biden literally didn't know where he was at. It's just so that is really, I think, though, very remarkable that the system could pull this off. I mean, we talk about puppets, and there's no shortage of puppets, but puppets normally are able to think for themselves, at least in terms of, hey, you know, I know I'm going along and I'm being used and I'm a puppet because I've agreed to be a puppet, but I can make my own decision. I really don't think, I mean, they don't make their own decisions legislatively or with regards to what they do as somebody in a position of power. They don't have that autonomy, but they could probably make a decision on, you know, when to leave the room or how to find their way to a bathroom or something. This guy is gone. And to think that he's in one of the most powerful positions in the world is really scary, because that was sad what I saw yesterday. I mean, calling himself Obama's vice president, and it's getting worse. As it always does. It's this thing with Biden's getting worse and worse every year. The Democrats are. I've seen a lot of stuff. A lot of prominent media types are beginning to, you know, point it out and mock it a little more than they ever would have when it mattered. And I'm wondering if they're going to change a horse midstream. I really, really think there's a good chance Biden isn't the nominee.
Well, what'll happen is he'll have right now they're covering up a lot of the health issues that he had. But what they'll basically do is say, hey, you know what? He just has some unknown in advance health issues that now must take precedence for him as he, you know, deals with his family. And, you know, they always go that direction. So they won't just jettison Biden publicly or in his face. They'll just make a reason that, hey, you know what? Joe just can't continue. Unforeseen circumstances, don't you know? He's got to be with his family and with his loving wife and dear children and all this idea. But really, no one talks to Biden as he wanders. I mean, this is literally what happened, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen it bad when he makes mistakes in speaking, when he acts like he doesn't know where he is, etc. But this is almost quintessential. Highlight the fact that not only does he not know what's going on and he's confused, but he's alone and nobody even supports him. Do our bidding, Joe, because you're an old politician that will destroy you if you don't. But otherwise, nobody cares about you. We're already beyond you. We're going to celebrate Barack Obama, for goodness sakes. We're going to, I don't know that the imagery could be more stark and in your face. We'll talk about it more in seconds on your radio.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, James Edwards with me, ladies and gentlemen. So literally no one talks to Joe as he just wanders around. And I'm telling you, the media is so scripted that this is not by accident, ladies and gentlemen. You can say this is just a gaffe or a mistake. No, they're literally positioning something different by highlighting Barack Obama, all the Republicans fawning over Barry, showing up at the White House, and Joe just kind of left to wander. I don't believe this is a mistake. I think this is intentionally sent imagery. James?
Interesting. That's interesting. That's an interesting idea.
Oh, we'll try to get James
it was unmistakable. Yeah, unmistakable. Interesting idea you had there, Sam, about that. I hadn't thought about that angle. I mean, perhaps it is. But it was unmistakable, though, that it's just something you don't see. I mean, he was wandering around a crowded room, sort of isolated and not knowing where he was supposed to be. And for the president of the United States to sort of be just meandering around, looking in every direction, kind of lost, without at least a Secret Service escort or anybody just coming up to paw at him or glad hand him or, you know, get a little FaceTime.
Well, even his press secretary to take up the microphone and take kind of the lead and say, hey, I'll answer a couple of questions. The president needs to go to another event or be somewhere or do something or whatever. You could dismiss the president in a very classy way, even if he wasn't able to handle things. Look, they've made you believe that presidents were fine when they were in wheelchairs and you never knew till later, kind of a thing. Look, this is intentional, folks. Write it down. Remember what I'm telling you, James.
I wonder, though, and if they are setting him up to take a fall, he needs to spend more time. Yeah, it would be that sort of an exit. We all know it's because he just doesn't have the health to do anything, much less be president. But his politics notwithstanding, it's just not there, right, left, or center. I do think if they do pull that plug, it would be the graceful,
Yeah, because if they go too hard and attack him and admit that he's clueless and a national security risk and everything else, then they literally hang themselves out to dry because they're the ones that put him there. So they're not going
to do that.
What they're going to do is they're going to make Joe look a little bit not good, and then basically say, hey, you know what, he's got some health problems that were unanticipated. Hey, the physicians looked at him before, and these things weren't there. They've developed, and now they've kind of gotten away from us. Therefore, you know, we got to do this and that and whatever. They're going to do it in a graceful way, but they have got to. He cannot serve probably even the next 2 years, much less take on the next four.
No, you're absolutely right. It's a big, big a question as to whether or not he could even finish his first term, much less run for reelection, and the idea of serving another 4 years into 2028. I mean, that's ludicrous at this point. But, they could certainly just say, for an undisclosed health reason, or he wants to spend more time with his family, or, and I think this could be a realistic way that they go, he wants to be the hero. He wants to pass the torch to this new up-and-comer, Democrat to be named later, because it's not going to be Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is not going to be now or later the Democrat nominee for president. I just hope Joe gets out of there before he dies and she doesn't become president by default.
You want to know who, if you're not very careful, they're going to pick, James?
Who do you think? Yeah, this is a big part of – this is an interesting topic of conversation.
You ready?
I don't know.
Stacey Abrams.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know if you know this, ladies and gentlemen, but she got shut down big time now when she ran for governor. She failed. And most often, when you fail and crash and burn like that, your career, for the most part, is done. But I don't know if you know this. The latest headline about Stacey Abrams in the mainstream press says this. Stacey Abrams, now a millionaire. Yeah, the Democrat says she's worth $3.17 million. That's according to state disclosures filed in March. And so at first they attacked her and said, you can't even get your own financial affairs in, squared away. And so that was part of her undoing last go round. But most politicians crash and burn. She has done nothing but revived, coming out swinging, going, hey, I've solved my financial problems. I'm now good to go. Do you want to respond to this, James? We've never seen something like this unless you look at Barack Obama, Bill Clinton. These come out of nowhere, Johnny come lately, but yet become president realities. Look out for this lady, folks. I'm warning you now.
I think, Sam, there is a potential that we got to mark this. So this is April 6th, Anno Domini 2022. We got to mark this. I think we can look back at this show and say we told you so. I think that there is a good chance of that. That would be somebody they would want to run, except for, Barack Obama. Yes, he was a relative nobody when he ascended seemingly out of nowhere to the presidency, but he at least served one term as a United States representative Stacey Abrams was a member of the State House of Georgia. That is all she has ever been. She was a member of the State House. Hey, no problem. Hey, I ran for that office. And, you know, there's no shame in that. But that is, I'm talking the state legislature. And then she was a failed candidate for the governor. You know, almost won, but a failed candidate for the governor. But a member of the Georgia State House, that's it. And in a perpetual malcontent, you know, she is one of these perpetually aggrieved minorities that you know, really hates American history and hates the founding people of this nation and the culture that came with Western civilization and all of that. I mean, she's a chronic malcontent. But she really is a nobody. I mean, the media has made her everything she is. She was a member of the Georgia State House who lost a campaign for governor. That's it. But I see her face, God help me, I see her face every time I open a browser. If I go to YouTube to listen to, you know, some of the doo-wop music I like, I see an ad about Stacey Abrams hawking whatever she's upset about today, raising money for that cause. I mean, she is everywhere. I do think that would be a prime candidate. We'll see. We'll see. And, of course, we'll have to see what happens
with
Trump.
Here's the deal. She failed and lost to Kemp. Before he mocked her for owing $54,000 to the IRS and being literally upside down. And the statement at the time was, hey, how can you manage any government affairs when you can't even manage your own finances? Well, now she's got the upper hand because she claims, hey, I'm worth $3.1+ million. I've solved all my problems. Now she's a millionaire. And now she's running for the governorship a second time and they're positioning her. So whether she runs for president in 2024, I don't know. But all I'm telling you is they're grooming her. And when you find these people that literally overcome all odds, Bill Clinton's about down. They do a 60-minute interview, 60 minutes. He comes back prominent as all get out. Okay, Barack Obama come out of nowhere. No one knows who he is at all, just a nobody. And then all of a sudden he's president. When you see them do these magic tricks, when you see the media cover for them and them turning somebody into a household name out of a nobody, a nothing. Okay, Kamala Harris is a great example. You know, she was a nobody. Nobody even wanted her in the Democratic primaries at all. How Joe picked her up is beyond me, but it might have been that she agreed that, hey, you know, you sleep your way to the top, as it's been allegations are that she did. Go look at San Francisco and learn about all that, folks. But then, hey, at the top, is she the only one that won't literally say Joe's lost it? Is she willing to be silent for, okay, where do we go with this? And you look at this thing and you go, Stacey was done. She lost epically. She had no real credentials. She made her one-and-done deal. But yet now, wow, the prominent Democrats are flocking around Barack. There, no one's talking to Joe. Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams stays in the news. What for? Why would she stay in the news? What gives her the credibility or the mojo or the experience?
Hear, hear.
Okay, what? There's only one answer. We've got plans for you just like we did for Barack. Don't forget it, Stacey. You're on the stage, and we'll make you a rock star. We'll turn you into a household name. I don't know when, how, where, or what for exactly. I don't know the trajectory, if you will. But I'm telling you, this is not by mistake. Letting Joe walk around and then letting Stacey and some of these other people come to prominence. You watch. There's something to it, I promise.
Yeah, right, because she has no other claim. I mean, to be the member of a state house of representatives, that's about as entry level as you get. And the fact that she's this national rock star within the Democratic Party, for what? Because she's just a perpetually aggrieved black
she's
woman.
She's full of hate. She's full of anger. She's full of She's not anything that you would want to promote at all. But yet
the fact that they've kept her percolating and since her defeat some years ago. And she's become more and more of a household name with the Democrats. And Georgia's, you know, a big swing state. So, we're not saying that she's going to be the nominee of the Democratic Party in 2024 or even 2028. But I think that's what you would want to keep an eye on. And God help us if that
happens. What we're saying is this. Her continued promotion in the media in favorable light is not an accident. And they've got an agenda for her. We don't know what it is yet. But I'm telling you to keep an eye on it. Hillary in trouble. We'll talk about that coming up on your radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is looking to extend a pause on federal student loan payments. The moratorium has allowed millions of Americans hit hard by the pandemic to postpone payments. The extension would apply to more than 43 million Americans who owe a combined $1.6 trillion in student debt held by the federal government. The proposed moratorium would run through August. In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd sign it into legislation.
In my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2, USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Under President Trump, the United States was energy independent, and we were supplying a large portion of the earth with the energy it needed. Since green energy technology in no way can support America's energy thirst, perhaps American leaders should have gradually moved away from fossil fuels as we grew our green technology.
Although the United States and NATO have imposed heavy sanctions on Russia, the Kremlin still has money coming in from selling their energy around the world. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, appearing on Fox News, explains how crucial it is for the United States to shut down some of this trade revenue.
We're not going to win this war unless we cut off Putin's cash flow. We're not going to cut off his cash flow unless we can get Europe to stop buying his oil and gas.
Kennedy calling on the White House to lift restrictions on U.S. oil production so Europe can rely on American energy rather than Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, James Edwards, talking about all kinds of interesting headlines in the news, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking specifically about Stacey Abrams and what will happen to her. I don't know. Again, I don't have the blueprint. I'm not an insider, so I don't have the playbook. But I'm telling you right now, they're putting her on the national stage in favorable light situations on purpose. She continues. Every time you think she'd be a nobody and should disappear, boom, there's a positive story about her, putting her in a very positive light. They've got plans for her, ladies and gentlemen. Beware. I'm telling you right now, write it down and remember who told you about it first. All right, now, there's a new story out too. It's WND.com with the piece. Art Moore wrote it. Art Moore's a good guy, dear friend. Here's the headline, James. Text confirms Hillary's conspiracy to steal election, says special counsel. Durham drops smoking gun as he spells out his operating thesis, if you will. Last week, believe it or not, the Federal Election Commission, or the FEC, fined the Clintons' 2016 presidential campaign, along with the Democratic National Committee. Why? For hiding its funding of the now debunked Trump dossier. So literally now you got Hillary Clinton's campaign fined, the Democrat National Committee fined, And now we have text confirmed that she had a conspiracy to steal the election. Now, I said right before the break that Hillary's in trouble. She is factually. But you know what? You've never been able to convict the Clintons of anything, no matter what they do. Even when they were in the White House, Bill and Hill, they literally had all kinds of allegations of murders to their tied to them. They had literally allegations of perversion and sex and drugs. And I'm telling you, we reported on it back then to the point where can anything take these people down? Now election fraud literally alleged by the, what do you want to call it? The Federal Election Commission. You literally have the special counsel, John Durham and others, documenting this reality. Where do we go from here, James, with this one, you think?
Yes. I mean, again, what's the more things change, the more they stay the same. Here you again have another scandal at which the Clintons are prominently featured, and it's been that way their entire lives. I mean, if we just didn't have this dishonest, immoral, and corrupt conservative media framing these people at every turn, I think Bill and Hillary could have really reached their full potential, and she could have cracked that glass ceiling and become the first woman president, because that's what's important, not that we have the best person for the job, but because it checks off particular gender or color that hasn't been represented in that office before, that position. She may be in trouble, but I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, they're never going to go after her. They're never going to actually hold them accountable for any of the crimes they may have committed, or even do a serious look into those crimes. So she'll be in the news. This story will be in the news for, you know, probably not much longer. I'm surprised it's gotten as much play as it has, and it'll just drift away like all of the previous scandals involving Democrats and the Clintons have, and she'll continue to be fabulously rich and celebrated in her very corrupt and degenerate social circles.
Now, they say the
Clinton,
wheels of
Bill
justice
Clinton's still out there shuffling around.
They say the wheels of justice grind ever so slow. But they do grind. Do you think that there might be some accountability here? Or do you think we're just going to go ahead and fine the Clinton campaign, fine the DNC, but yet no real accountability? Just a little fine here or there. It's kind of like, hey, you know, you beat somebody up in a NBA game or something like that. We're going to fine you $50,000 and keep you out for two games. That's it, or whatever. Is that kind of what we're seeing, or do you think there'll be any real accountability for a change?
Well, if it would, it'd be an incredible change. If it did happen, that'd be really unprecedented. You know, when's the last time? Same thing about this. Well, no, I take that back. I can't think of examples. Examples are made when they want examples to be made. I was going to ask you the question, when is the last time you saw a high-ranking government official swing for a crime or even an alleged crime? When do they actually go after? And I was thinking, well, when did that last happen? I mean, it certainly doesn't happen as often as it should. I mean, you've got governing body, the halls of Congress are absolutely populated with traitors. Look, I don't advocate violence. I never have, and you shouldn't even be thinking that way, because you're just going to end up in jail. You're not going to be a martyr. You're not going to advance the cause of liberty or any of the things that are quite rightly things we advocate for. You're just going to be put away and be taken away from your family. So not only should you not commit any sort of
not to mention
violence,
lose the moral high ground. But hey.
Well, all of that. You're going to set yourself, you're going to ruin your life. You're not going to accomplish anything. You shouldn't even be thinking about it. But, I mean, you know, there are no shortage of traitors, literal traitors, in our government. I was going to ask, when is the last time you saw anybody pay a price that was a high-ranking official? And then I was like, well, okay, well, you did have Jim Trafficant, you know, Steve Stockman. I mean, they do go after people sometimes and make examples of them, but not for the things they should. And so in this case, yeah, you're not. No, I don't think anything's going to happen. When's the last time anything happened to one of their people at this level?
I wish it would, ladies and gentlemen, because literally, if last week the Federal Election Commission fined Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and the DNC for hiding its funding of the now debunked dossier, literally, I don't know what more you could do than fine them and prove their guilt by fining them and making them pay for that. And now text confirmed Hillary had a conspiracy to steal the election, says special counsel as they drop the smoking gun, this text or whatever. I look at this and I go, we've told you there was election fraud all along. They've mocked us. They've ridiculed us. They've said, they've jettisoned us at the courts saying you don't have standing all the way through. And now the DNC and Hillary Clinton campaign both get fined because they funded the now debunked dossier. Folks, this is I don't know how to make it more blatant than this. That's election fraud. If you fund a dishonest dossier that the government and the mainstream media runs with to the point, could that have overturned the election? Could that have changed the election result enough just on that fraudulent, hey, Trump's doing this and doing that, and I mean, he was with a hooker and PETA's bed and whatever they're saying, and all the way through to the man, he's in bed with the Russians and he's this and that, and he's, man, this dossier is, look at, you know, the anti-Trump steal dossier. You look at that and you go, wow. And then you hear text now confirms that Hillary had a conspiracy to steal the election. You put those two together and you go, wait a minute, this is the prosecutor here, or this is the what do you call it? Special counsel John Durham dropping the smoking gun on this as he spells out his operating thesis. Now you can say, well, it's not done, Sam. My response is, well, then what are they fining people for? What are they fining the DNC for? What are they fining Hillary Clinton's campaign for? And then this on top of it, and you put it together? All right, well, I'll put the third piece in place. If you don't accept that as a problem or big enough to change the game, Hunter Biden, now, as we know, the laptop's real. The New York Times lied about it, pretended it wasn't real for literally over a year. They covered up this story about Hunter and Joe while the election was happening. That alone, not to mention all the Hillary stuff, that alone could be enough to change the outcome of an election. Literally burying a story about Hunter Biden in bed with who? Everybody, literally, internationally speaking. Using the vice presidential status of Joe Biden at the time. Now it turns out the Hunter Biden, while this scandal unfolds and the mainstream press ignores it, Hunter Biden is currently living in a mansion in Malibu with Secret Service protection costing the taxpayers $30,000 a month. That's according to ABC News, James. But think about that. We're literally funding this guy to have Secret Service protection while we make allegations that now that even the New York Times doubles down and admits we're factual. They used to say we were conspiracy nuts, but while they promoted their own conspiracy through Hillary and through Hunter to literally trash Trump, this has effects on elections, folks. Let's not pretend that it doesn't. And if you literally have Hillary funding a dossier that turns out to be false, and then you literally have text confirm Hillary's conspiracy to steal the elections, and then you literally have Hunter running around, you cover the story so people can't know the truth, you've put Trump in such an unfair light, a dishonest, not reality situation as the enemy, and you put Joe Biden in a position of trust and authority and responsibility and, hey, let's take the country back from the Donald Trump loony asylum. And okay, you put all this together and now Hunter's receiving protection at our taxpayers' expense? How does this not change the outcome of elections? And how do we pretend there's nothing here? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
As a parent, Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, text confirms Hillary's conspiracy to steal the election, says special counsel John Durham dropping the smoking gun. Last week, the Federal Election Commission literally fined Hillary Clinton's 2016 election campaign and the DNC for hiding their funding of the dishonest, now debunked dossier. And now Hunter Biden is currently receiving government protection, Secret Service protection, living in a Malibu house, costing taxpayers $30,000 a month. When you literally promote the dossier, which is fake, and you fund it, when you literally get caught in a conspiracy via the texts, when you literally get fined in your campaign and fined at the Democratic National Committee level, and then you have the Hunter cover-up where we didn't tell the story. The laptop was real. The scandals by Hunter are out of control. And the media and the government covered it up, putting Trump in the worst light possible and putting Joe Biden in the grandpa's going to come in and save the country from the insane asylum of the Donald Trump era. Grandpa Joe, steady, long-term politician, above reproach, kind of lies. When you do all that, how do you say there's not election fraud when literally fines are being handed out, when literally people are being indicted around Hunter right now, and they're still ignoring it and covering it up? How do you not realize there's a massive vote fraud conspiracy by hook or by crook? The evidence is coming out. What do you say to this, James? I think this is the smoking gun that we've been talking about. Now they're being forced to admit it, but yet nothing's happening.
And nothing's going to happen. I mean, nothing's going to happen. A friend of mine said that the courts exist to protect the people who are in power from the people who are out of power. They're going to be backed. These people are with the globalist in crowd, and they are going to be protected. I mean, these aren't the kind of people like Trafficking or Stockman or, you know, even sometimes Democratic staffers or low-level Democratic operatives that take a fall. It's just not going to happen. It may be the smoking gun. It may have proved everything. But even Trump himself didn't go after these people when he was in office. And you could say, well, it was because he was stopped by the horrible people he populated his administration with. And you'd be pretty much right about that. But even Trump, you know, he didn't go after Hillary Clinton. Even if he couldn't have made it stick, he didn't even try. And without a guy with at least the false bravado of Trump, who do the Republicans have? I mean, they don't even have anybody who will fake being a tough guy like Trump did. And they don't have anybody that's going to go after these people because it would give them bad press. And that's what they are most deathly afraid of. They don't want.
So I'm gonna disagree slightly when you say nothing's going to happen. Now let me double down and say this and then get your response, James. I agree with you. Nothing's going to happen in terms of prosecution for these people. Low level people might, buy the farm, whatever you want to say or whatever. But nobody real is going to be suffering for this. They'll just go, man, it was really bad. Thank heavens we find Hillary in the campaign. They'll never do it again. If we really have to, we might put some reform in place so that, you know, we fix this thing, or a few low-level people take the axe, etc. Nothing's going to happen. I agree with you 1,000%, but here's what I say is going to happen. I'm going to ask it in the form of a question and have you respond, James. Here it is. Will the Fed trigger a recession? Well, we just literally have so much scandal on the home front that we're going to go to war and recession to take our eyes off the ball and our minds off the reality. That is going to happen. I am sadly afraid. I'm trying to build a woodshed in my yard, James. And I went to the store yesterday. My sons went to the store to get some wood for it and everything else. Literally 20% cost. I built a shed literally like 5 months ago. And I'm building another one because there's two locations. Anyway, they're identical. Well, the shed that I'm building now, identically 5 months later, is about 20 to 25% more expensive just for the raw materials than the other one. I don't think this is going away. And I think that this is going to be used as the scandal negator, if you will.
Now, that is more believable. The idea that you're ever going to see Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or any of these other criminally corrupt politicians, lifelong criminals behind bars, that's not going to happen. I don't know if this issue has gotten enough public play yet to where they'd have to. I mean, this goes back to the movie Wag the Dog with Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman. Really good movie, actually, where they manufacture these wars to get scandals off of the public, out of the minds of the public consciousness. I don't know if this story right here has gotten enough play nationally. I mean, outside of our media organs, like,
oh, so think of the whole story, though, the Hillary Clinton cover up, the fines, the dossier, the whole thing, the Hunter Biden. All these are just elements of the same thing. Scandal at the top by the Democrats. All roads lead to that, but the mainstream press ignores it. And if they can move the needle into other issues, war, scandal, the economy, the recession, the whatever. Hey, nobody will pursue this.
You're exactly right about that. There's no doubt about that. I mean, my God, this has already blown COVID. COVID was their go-to thing for 2 years, and the situation in Ukraine has blown that off. And what you say, though, and this is, you know, certainly a little more than tangentially related, the inflation and the cost of living right now are unbelievable. And it's everything from real estate to gas. I mean, I fill up the car as soon as the light comes on. Last week I did it, and it was $65, which was more than I've ever paid for a tank of gas. Now, people listening on the West Coast are saying, $65, I got to get down there and get that break, you know, because I know in some places it's $100 or more already. It depends on what car you drive, of course. I drive an SUV for, I've got a family of five. But you know, last week it was $75. So that's a $10 increase for the exact same amount of gallons in a week. And you can't even, you can forget buying homes right now. You know, the cost of lumber, if you're building a new home, it's just, you just can't do it. It's priced people out. Yeah, something is going to have to give with the inflation and the cost of, I mean, McDonald's, you know, for a family of five is 30, 40 bucks now, 50 bucks, depending on what you get, if you get dessert. People are really going to start hurting. I mean, I have begun to felt it. I don't see how people are making it right now. And the government gimmies that we were getting last year are gone. I mean, that was a mistake to begin with, but people don't have that to fall back on now. There is something brewing big. I mean, you've got the situation in Eastern Europe, of course. The prices here, it is altogether. There's a perfect storm that seems to be accumulating, and it just depends on how the regime or how the system wants to play it to benefit their aims. I don't quite see the full picture yet, but there's more happening now than I think's been happening in my lifetime.
And I look at the different fronts. War and rumors of war always seem to be percolating. That could bust out at any moment and be serious indeed, especially to most businesses that rely on China and Vietnam and overseas delivery of goods and services. I mean, you have a problem with China and instantly 90% of our economy is decimated overnight. Jobs will be gone and everything else. But that is on the horizon. The idea that, you know what, if you get too complacent, James, we just might bring back another COVID experience. I mean, it might be COVID 9.0, whatever it'll be at the time. But, hey, we can bring that back at any time to lock you down. They're still secretly pushing for vaccination cards and mandated government. There's a global push now to create a dossier on you about your COVID status, testing and everything else. I mean, they're not giving up on this tracking and tracing and of you at all. In fact, they're accelerating this, even though you and I kind of believe, okay, we can take off the masks now and we can relax. We've averted the big meltdown. If you work for the government or if you whatever, your job is still in jeopardy. If you you know, haven't got a vaccine already, they're coming for you. None of these things are out of the limelight, and every one of them can have serious financial impact and economic impact, to say the least. And they can literally bring any one of these, I don't know what you want to say, just under the surface issues, out to prominence. They can use the environment and go, you know what? We just had a new study come out on global warming. We're going to have to just simply say you can only drive your car 3 days a week, James, because, man, you, I mean, look at the global warming. Look at the, man, there's storms. Look at tornadoes are all over the South. It's crazy. It's all because of you driving your car. They can bring out any of these issues anytime they want in any configuration and peddle the lie to the point where the American people will swallow it hook, line, and sinker. And they've got absolute dictatorial control. They've discovered that over the COVID period, over the last 2.5 years. They thought we, the people, would rise up and stop a lot of this, and we haven't. So now they realize they can go for broke with no consequences. This is the way I see it, James.
Well, your last sentence there was the real key that people need to focus in on, is that they increasingly test the waters. This goes back to what we're talking about in the first hour, with more and more radical and perverse issues now up to and including the so-called transgenderism and pansexualism and the grooming of kids from kindergarten, and that's a serious issue that Americans should debate. And, you know, the whole thing with the COVID lockdowns. Yes, I mean, they push it and see how much the people are willing to take. And every time and at every turn, it's never too much for the people to swallow. Never once have you seen conservatives. I mean, yes, you'll see Black Lives Matter, or people like that get out and riot and destroy cities. Of course, they're allowed to do that. But and I'm not saying conservatives should do that, but you never see conservatives do anything. So there's never a bridge that's too far for conservatives to accept, and or patriots, or people who think like us, or whatever, however you want to define the term, or define the people who agree with us on the issues. They've not pushed back yet. They haven't pushed back since R.L. Dabney's time. I mean, I guess they did, but in the War Between the States, but certainly not since then. And so, yes, I mean, if they know that people are going to eventually go along with it, what's to stop them from doing anything? Nothing. That's the problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just telling you right now, you see this, and we need to prepare our families. We need to spiritually prepare. We need to physically prepare. We need to emotionally prepare. Don't panic and think you have to do it overnight, ladies and gentlemen. That's a mistake as well. But what you've got to do is turn to God, family, and country. You've got to heal relationships. You've got to repent before God. You've got to get a little bit of beans, bullets, and Band-Aids, if you will. We've got to spend time on these things for our families, James, because I'm telling you, intentional or not, one of these things, every one of these things can't be brought to the brink and then all of a sudden just be like, everything's fine. One of them will bust loose intentionally or not. If they keep this on the brink with so many balls in the air, one of them will have to be, will cross the line, whether they intend it to or not. I don't think they'll be able to stop it if they bring this many balls in the air at the same time, so close to catastrophe, every single one of them. So we need to get our handle on this from a family point of view. I'm warning and encouraging right now, warning that this is reality, and encouraging people to do something internally. Get some beans, bullets, and Band-Aids, folks. Get prepared. Do things that can set your family up if you're not allowed to drive. Set your family up if you're not allowed to go outside. Whatever the case may be, we've got to prepare our families, James. Final words.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, with just 10 seconds, we have to abjure the realm. We have to be disconnected to the ability, to the extent that we can, to make ourselves self-reliant and self-sufficient. And whether that's buying land or growing your own produce or having a little micro farm, we have to do everything we can to be as disconnected from the system as possible for the health and well-being and the very survival of our family.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2 hours, that's a wrap for James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and Sam Bushman, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, syndicated all over the place. Thank heavens for radio stations, AM and FM stations up and down the line. Thank you for the other incredible networks and affiliates that are all involved in the show. Without you, we wouldn't be here, so thank you so much. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.